Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Are you a keen Sheffield Live listener? Do you want to get involved? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and it gets better when you take part. Contact us to find out how you can be part of Sheffield's newest radio station. Call us on 281-4092 or email us on info@sheffieldlive.org. 93.2 FM, Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
This is Sheffield Live.
This is Communities Live.
Because at that time the housing was cheaper.
I know it's not a big city centre, but there's still quite a few shops that quite like it.
Dog and Partridge on Trippett Lane every other Thursday.
I love the green room just for like acoustic nights.
This is Communities Live.
It's a very big question, isn't it?
We have a diverse society in Sheffield.
I like all the art sculptures.
It's friendly, there's a lot to do.
I really like the Peace Gardens. I like all the little fountains and little areas that you can just sit out and chill in.
Sheffield is a very nice city.
This is Communities Live.
I love Sheffield, yes. Love it. Been here 17 years.
I like Sheffield because the people are very friendly.
This is a large student community, so it makes it like very lively, very vibrant city in that regard, and also very multicultural, no?
And we love the Sheffield people.
Everything, the city, the nature, the outside of Sheffield. It's lovely. Great place.
Hi, I'm Eddie Grant, and you're listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Hello and welcome to Sheffield Live Communities Live 93.2 FM here on this Thursday afternoon. I'm Oliver Dixon.
I'm Bradley Middleton.
How are you, Brad?
I'm good, thank you.
Are you a lot better than last week?
I'm a little better than last week, yeah.
Yeah, a lot better. Unfortunately, we couldn't talk as much last week. It was more of a music show than a bit of a talking show, but at least you're better now, I'm glad to hear.
And, a little bit of a cough.
A little bit. But yeah, much better than last week. So we introduced this show with two songs. We played Hand of Fate by the Rolling Stones, as it is the Black and Blue 50th anniversary of the album today. This was the first album to feature Ronnie Wood after Mick Taylor left in 1974, and he was on a sort of a trial, and he ended up getting the job, and he's still there. He's still at the Stones today. Wasn't paid or anything, I don't think. It was just to prove himself, and it worked. Fun fact about the Black and Blue album, there was another song called Fool to Cry, which we may or may not play depending on how much time we have, but in a live performance one time, Keith Richards fell asleep whilst playing it. I don't think I've ever seen anyone fall asleep to playing guitar before. I don't know if you've ever fallen asleep playing guitar before. No. I don't know how it's possible. It is Keith Richards, I suppose. I imagine so. But he did claim that the song was boring to play. He just got bored and just nodded off. But I've never seen anything like that. Someone falling asleep playing guitar. Never. And we also played Michael Jackson's Beat It, featuring the one and only Eddie Van Halen on that iconic guitar solo. Yeah. And it's to commemorate the release of the new Michael Jackson biopic titled Michael, which just released yesterday. And starring Jafar Jackson, who is the nephew of Michael, coming from Jermaine Jackson, his son. I'm glad they've actually kept it in the family. Yeah. When I watched the trailer, it must have been last year, back end of last year, and I was like, how scary! I know it's his nephew and everything, but how scarily accurate he looks to Michael, yeah. Especially in the thriller scene when he's dressed up as a zombie. Honestly, the resemblance is uncanny. But I'm glad they've kept it in the family to honor the King of Pop, who we all miss still to this day, and forever will. And I haven't seen it yet. I haven't read reviews. So if anyone has seen it, do let us know what it was like. I am planning to see it. It is massively on my list because I do love a good music biopic. Not sure what the best one is I've ever watched. There's a few good ones out there.
For me, it's Rocket Man.
The Elton John one. That was a good one actually. The Bohemian Rhapsody one was good. The Queen one. That's coming up to nearly 10 years. It's 8 years this year since it released. Yeah, I remember when it released. Yeah. We do have a Beatles one coming out next year, I think.
I've not heard of that.
I've seen the casting, and it looks pretty good. See how they do it. The Elvis one was good as well, the one with Austin Butler. Yeah. With Jafar Jackson as well, may I add, it is his first ever acting role.
Yeah.
He is a bit of a singer too, as I imagine with a Jackson.
You would expect it.
I'd expect it to be from a Jackson, taken after his dad and the rest of the family. Of course, the Jackson 5 still being iconic to this day. But yeah, I'm intrigued to see what it's like. Just a bit unfortunate that Michael can't see it.
Yeah.
But I'm sure he's like up there watching it, and honouring his, being proud of his nephew.
Yeah.
I'd like to think so. Just released yesterday. Go and see it. Tell us what it's like, and I'll. We may even give you a review if we see it in the next few weeks, which we'd look forward to doing.
Yeah, definitely.
So we are going to jump into some more music. I've wanted to play this song for weeks, but we've had like a couple of themes. We did the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame last week, hence why they love the music. Yes, we did Easter. The reason why I wanted to play this is about coming up to 2 weeks ago now. It was on a Friday night, and me, my dad, and my brother were just sat in the living room, and then I was flicking through channels because we listen to a lot of music channels now. Top of the Pops and just the general music channels when they do like themed ones like 70s, 80s. I was going through, and then Sky Documentaries showed up, and it was Jimi Hendrix at Woodstock, the original Woodstock in 1969.
Is that the one where he did Star Spangled Banner?
Yes, we did see that. I wish we could play this, but it is St. George's Day as well. I don't think it'd be appropriate, and it isn't July 4th yet. We may play that later and when it gets to July 4th.
Yeah.
But what a performance that was.
Oh, man, I love that one.
What a performance. I was just amazed. I'd seen it before, But I was just amazed how he played it,
yeah,
and how long he played for, actually. He did it with his eyes closed, even.
Did he?
Most of the time, you just see he was just playing guitar away with his eyes closed.
That's just how good he was.
And tuning his guitar in the middle of performing, like, rather than getting it ready before. He's just in the middle, like, I'm like, how does someone do that?
That's just how talented he was.
That's another musician who is missed. And I'd love to see a biopic of Jimi Hendrix.
I think there were. I'm sure the one that's, it wasn't as popular as like the other ones were, but I'm sure there was.
There must have been somewhere, and if there isn't, though, I'd love to see one.
Yeah, I feel like I watched it during COVID.
I'm going to have a look, but we are going to play music from the great man himself, Jimi Hendrix, and we're going to go with Voodoo Child.
Thank you. time to open the music box. Join me, Steve Roden, every Thursday morning between 10 and 12 for music from the 40s to the 90s from my own music collection. Songs I've grown up with, ones I am sure you will enjoy hearing again. Hope to see you then.
Jimi Hendrix with Voodoo Child here on Communities Live. Me and Brad were just talking about the wah-wah that was used in this. What a genius piece of equipment that is.
It's quite basic as well.
It's only a tiny little thing.
Yeah. It's just like a tone pop. Like as if you could get on a guitar ramp. It's just one of those, and that's all it is, just the internals of it.
Yeah, literally. But what a difference it makes with music, as you just heard with Voodoo Child. As I said, I watched Hendrix at Woodstock, it was titled. I've recorded it so I can just watch it again, which I haven't got a chance to do yet. To answer what I said before, yes, there was a Jimi Hendrix biopic from 2013 titled Always By My Side. Andre 3000 from Outkast plays the man himself. Not too familiar with this one. I'm going to have to give it a watch, I think. And he, of course, he moved to London. Yeah. I went to his old flat, actually, years ago, unfortunately, when the tragedy struck. And we lost him at a very young age. I just always wonder what we'd still do if he was alive today.
He was 27, I think.
27, part of the club. Part of the club. It's a not nice club, but it's got a name. Just going to another band who we played last week. We're talking about Iron Maiden, recent inductees who are going to be inducted. The ceremony's not till November. Yeah. They've already come out and said they're not going to be at the actual ceremony.
They
are doing Australia, I believe, and they've stated the fans come first.
Yeah.
They're grateful to be inducted, but the fans come first. They are on it. We do have an Iron Maiden documentary coming out in about 2 weeks, I think, titled Burning Ambition.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what it's going to be streamed on, I'm honest. But we do have Lars Ulrich's a guest from the statement I've been given from Metallica. And Iron Maiden really brought heavy metal to a new level. You started off with Sabbath and then they just upped the ante a little bit, like much more heavy.
Yeah, they were part of the British...
The movement, yeah. Literally, yeah.
In the 70s and 80s.
Yeah, I mean, they celebrated 50 years just last year.
Really?
But they didn't start making their name until about the 80s.
Yeah.
When they became popular, conquered America. I still see loads of Iron Maiden shirts flying about. I saw two in one day the other day.
Yeah.
And I've seen many more. There's always Iron Maiden merchandise flying about.
I've always seen stuff dotted around.
Yeah, it's possibly the most merchandise of a band I've seen people wear.
Nirvana.
Other than Nirvana, the Stones, and AC/DC, probably. Yeah. And, so we've got Burning Ambition coming out in just about 2 weeks' time. I've seen a thing, actually, about Iron Maiden. Well, kind of. I was scrolling through Facebook, and it was a pub in London where they started to perform.
Yeah.
And it's literally, it's like nearly a shrine almost. It's still open, it's still a functioning pub.
Okay.
But it's like, this is where Iron Maiden played.
Yeah.
And they do sell Trooper.
It'd be
daft if they didn't.
Yeah.
It'd be actually daft. And at least it's still open and functioning. The Crown in Birmingham, where Black Sabbath made their name, unfortunately isn't open as a functioning pub, but the building still stands. It is a listed building.
Yeah.
Do not touch it. Do not touch it. There is plenty of historical places where musicians made their name and formed. Unfortunately, in Australia, though, just last year, I think, the house where AC/DC formed got knocked down.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was surprised about that.
Oh,
where the Young Brothers formed the iconic band they are.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's gone. Yeah, it wasn't listed or anything. I'm not sure if Australia's got listed buildings.
I'm not sure.
Because we have listed buildings. I don't know how it works on the other side of the world.
Not worth looking into. Really.
Yeah, but yeah, it's gone. Making room for new development.
Yeah.
Why couldn't they just keep that?
Yeah.
Like, build around it, sure, but just keep keep that, because I'm sure loads of people visited it.
Yeah.
As well.
Nice tourist attraction.
Yeah, I'm sure James Hetfield was devastated.
Yeah, I would have been. Yeah,
because I remember when Metallica did Australia last year, he went to the Bon Scott Memorial and, you know, paid his respects.
I think I saw that, yeah.
Which was lovely to do, because they were touring Australia at the same time, AC/DC. Yeah. And so, how Australia's not been hit by an earthquake, that's amazing.
I know.
Because Metallica actually did register the equivalent of an earthquake.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it just shook everything.
That's mad.
We are going to jump into some Iron Maiden, going back to them, news of the documentary coming out, and I've just seen it released in theatres. It's actually going to be on the big screen around the world. That is another thing. I'm going to have so many cinema trips in the next in the next couple of weeks with Michael, and now Burning Ambition. I'm going to have to make some room in my diary, my very busy diary. But going into some more music, we are going to go with one song from the Number of the Beast album. It's not Number of the Beast, as we have played that a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
But we are going to go to Run to the Hills, which is just as iconic.
Yeah.
is Sheffield Live.
If you like rock in all its forms, you will love Glory Days. You can listen to us locally on 93.2 FM and on the telly, and anywhere in the world on sheffieldlive.org. What do you think, Dawn? You know what? I think he likes it. That's Glory Days, every Monday 1 till 3 here on Sheffield Live. Bosh, bosh. Oops, I've had an accident.
About 17, he was going strong, playing my favorite song, and I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me, yeah, me, and I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me, yeah, me. It's all the same. So can I take you home where we can be alone? And next we were moving on. He was with me, yeah, me. Next we were moving on. He was with me, yeah, me.
Played two songs, Iron Maiden with Run to the Hills and Joan Jett and the Blackhearts with I Love Rock and Roll. Insight of she's coming back to the UK after 16 years away. Nicknamed the Godmother of Punk, which is an appropriate name. There are a couple of dates for July, and tickets should be out on sale tomorrow. The venues being starting off in Glasgow's O2 Academy, and then going to Manchester, Leeds, Wolverhampton, and finishing off in London. Should be a good gig. 16 years is a long time to wait.
It is, yeah.
That was 2010.
Yeah.
Wow. 2010, what a year. If you want to, as I said, if you want to get them, Ticketmaster will go on sale at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, so be up early, get ready. And we wish you all the best in getting tickets.
Yeah.
So we are going to move on to the next topic, and we're going to go into a bit of gaming now. And a certain game that me and Brad both like, I am talking about Metro.
Yeah.
And the new Metro 2039 was showed last Thursday, I think, Thursday night, after last week's show. And wow.
It looks good.
It looks fantastic.
Into the horror than the previous games do. Like, they all have their own, like, horror element to them, but this new one looks like it leans more into that, more horror.
It does. It's set in a post-apocalyptic Moscow.
Yeah.
If you don't know, it is based around that part of the world, yeah. Based off the books as well, originally.
Yeah.
The first game releasing in 2010, and we're all the way up now. I've started playing the original game recently because I got it in a bundle on Xbox, starting off with 2033. Nice. It's such a fun game to play.
It is, yeah. And it
can be, it's got scary moments and some very weird creatures in there. But yeah, seeing a post-apocalyptic world is always good in a game. I do like my post-apocalyptic stuff, yeah. Fallout being my favourite, because I've been playing 76 still. But yeah, the new Metro looks absolutely absolutely great, actually.
Yeah.
And we look forward to playing it. I think it releases later in the year.
I think so, yeah.
It's not a million miles away. And I don't know how much it will cost or anything, so...
How much do games cost at the minute?
On average, £60-70.
I imagine it'd be roughly that much.
It should be. I hope it's worth it. And midnight tonight, UK time, we have more information on the... what do you call it? A remaster of Assassin's Creed Black Flag?
Yeah.
To see what that's like now. Probably my favourite Assassin's Creed game.
It's the only one out of the series that I, like, enjoyed. I struggled to get into the rest of the Assassin's Creed games, but I really enjoyed that one.
Yeah, and Black Flag was fun, just because it's pirates as well.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love pirates?
Exactly.
Plenty of good pirate movies. Pirates of the Caribbean, of course, and Sea of Thieves was also good as a pirate game.
Yeah.
Although it was annoying at first to play when it first released. And then they fixed it, and then it became a great game. But one core memory that all sticks with me with Assassin's Creed Black Flag is the shanties.
We
love singing shanties, and I'm not going to sing them on now, of course. But that is something I saw on TikTok. Actually, it was clips of the shanties, like when you're on the big ship.
Yeah,
and. Everyone started singing them again.
Yeah.
But yes, midnight tonight, if you're still awake somehow, I'm going to try and stay up for it.
Yeah.
Although I'm starting to get tired more easy with long days, busy schedules. But if you are still awake for it, I'm sure you can catch it after anyways.
Yeah.
But yes, it's worth a watch. And I think there was something like if you played it in the past, if you've still got the same account, there's some sort of link to it. I played it on an older console, older generation.
It's like the 360 PS3 era.
Yeah.
Okay.
And because I got Xbox One since, I've never had it on Xbox One.
Yeah.
No, I've never managed to get back into it. But because the news recently that it was being redone,
yeah.
I think I might play it for some nostalgia. I did like Assassin's Creed, but that stands out for me. And Assassin's Creed being an iconic franchise as well. But yeah, some games so good, some games not so good. But with... Metro was last week. So Thursdays seem to be usually when games get announced or something.
Yeah.
We were saying before in the studio as well with films, Wednesdays tend to be the days films are released now.
Yeah, I remember it used to be Fridays.
Used to be Fridays, typical start of the weekend.
Yeah.
But now Wednesdays, there's loads of films getting released on Wednesdays now.
Yeah.
And is Wednesday like the new...
The new Friday.
Yeah, basically that.
Yeah.
When people are at work, though,
yeah.
and finish like the normal time, whereas Fridays you tend to finish early some places, it's the start of the weekend, as I say. And so Wednesday is the new Friday. That's going to be a phrase commonly used, I think. Don't know about games, though. They'll be on Wednesdays too, or just release any day they fancy. But we'll see. I'm not sure if Metro's... I think Metro's just on digital for now. I'm not sure if it'll come on disc. A lot of games are digital now. They're easier to store, and you don't lose them around your house. Even though the games covers are iconic to keep sometimes, especially the older ones.
Yeah, definitely.
Right, we are going to get into some more music. We were talking about Metro with set in a post-apocalyptic Moscow. The next song does mention Moscow, but it isn't about that, so we are allowed to play this. And I absolutely love this guitar solo. And I always have done. And we're going to go with possibly the best band to come out of Germany, my opinion anyways. But there are some very good musicians from Germany. We're going to go with the Scorpions, who I'd love to see someday. Absolutely love to see. And we're going to go with Wind of Change.
Down to Gorky Park, listening to the wind of change. An August summer night, soldiers passing by, listening to the wind of change. That we could be so close, like brothers. The future's in the air, can feel it everywhere. I'm blowing with the wind of change. We'll be right back.
when you look at it from up here, you get an appreciation of our world is a beautiful place and we do need to take care of it.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
Scorpions with Wind of Change here on Communities Live. As I mentioned, I absolutely love that guitar solo towards the end. Rudolf Schenker did a fantastic job with that. The music video is very powerful too, if you watch the music video, featuring mainly parts of Germany, of course. Berlin's included a lot. And I was Potsdamer Platz looking different to when I was it's all modernised and everything, but once a very troubled place. And of course the iconic infamous Berlin Wall coming down, and it does mention Gorky Park, which is why I played it, because we were on about Moscow with the new Metro game set in the Russian capital. And Scorpions also being in residency in Las Vegas towards the end of this year in October, November. Sadly, I'm going to miss out on that. Although I'd absolutely love, I think they'll be at the Sphere. I'd hope they're at the Sphere anyways. We all got a few minutes left of the show, and it has gone quick once again.
Always goes fast.
I'm glad we've had a bit more talking, though. I'm glad I've not had to make you suffer or anything like that.
Yeah.
So, is there any plans? Has anyone got any plans for the near future, the next week or so? Including yourself.
Go watch the Michael Jackson film when it's out. Well, it is out now, but maybe next week.
Maybe next week. I'd rather see it sooner rather than later. Yeah. I haven't seen any clips of it yet.
I'm going to try and get next week to see it.
No, I do want to avoid spoilers because I absolutely hate when I run into spoilers. I think I've not got too much on. I'll still be at work, and I'll still be here. You're not getting rid of me yet.
Yeah.
Hopefully, we do have a full table again in the next. Soon. Chris, we wish we were here, but unfortunately, trains are trains. Lewis, we also wish you were coming back, but do take it easy. For now, but we hope to have a full table, and there is still room on this very large table. We do have some empty seats, and we can fill in some spaces, I think. Even if you have to share a microphone or just talk. So if you do want to get involved, of course, you do email our producer Chris at chrisandellie89@gmail.com, and you can also find information on the website. If you are a listener, though, we always do advertise.
Yeah.
And is that how you got involved with via listening or just knowing about?
Because I'm at my work coach helps me find it. So
interesting. Yeah. That's how I got in too.
Yeah.
Word of mouth is also good to spreading this around. Just the final section, though. It was 10 years on Tuesday. Since we lost the great Prince too.
Yeah.
10 years, shortly after Bowie, actually, because I remember that was a huge shock. At work the other day on BBC Radio 6, the world paid tribute to Prince by just playing a montage of his greatest hits.
Yeah.
And some hits he has too. I just can't, explain the hits he has. Otherwise, we'd be here all day.
Extremely talented,
a great guitarist, a great singer, an all-around star, really.
Yeah.
And is still very missed to this day. He did come back into, I'm not sure if it got to the charts, but Stranger Things helped once again with music, as it did in its run. Prince being featured in the final season with two songs. We are going to finish off with one of those songs, and rightfully so. To pay our respects 10 years on. And Stranger Things did bring music back. Not forgotten music, really, but to remind people.
Yeah.
Kate Bush was the biggest one, I think.
Yeah,
with Running Up That Hill and Metallica's Master of Puppets, which Brad will tell you is a very fun song to play, listen to.
Yeah.
It seems like, when I watch it though, people playing it, it seems like a nightmare to play.
It is very hard.
Because of how fast.
Yeah.
I'll just stick to doing it on Guitar Hero or even the Fortnite mode, which Fortnite's just added a funny karaoke mode actually, where you can actually sing. I've seen it. Just people make, it makes me laugh when people do it. It's, if you don't want to go out and do karaoke in a karaoke place or out, you can just do it in the comfort of your own home and just have a laugh. Because I know I don't think I'll ever do karaoke.
Yeah,
you'd have to really convince me to do that. Yeah. So I'll stick to my the comfort of my own home. We are at the end of the show. Unfortunately, as I always say, I hate this part of the show. It's the only part I hate. The rest of it, absolutely love. We all love being here, and we hope people can join us. And thanks, everyone, for listening, wherever you are in the world. I know my mum's been listening in the island of Madeira while she's been on holiday.
Yeah.
So people can listen anywhere in the world here. We do appreciate it, but do keep listening. Do stay tuned for much more, many more conversations, good music, and just good vibes. That's how I can sum it up. We are going to end with Prince, of course, and this one is a powerful song yet again.
Yeah.
And we are, if you do watch Stranger Things, you will see this, but get some tissues ready. It is quite an emotional scene. I'm not going to go into too much of it, but we are going to end with Prince's Purple Rain. Brad, thank you for being here yet again. And we shall be back next week for many more. And here is Prince to finish off. Thank you for listening.
Guide you to the purple rain. Purple rain. This is Sheffield Live.